Blog Talk Radio.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and the Lord will help us win the fight.
Thank you.
morning, good morning, good morning. God is still. I mean, when you just can look back over what God is still, you know, you can have a lot of things in that. He's still my Lord. He's still my Savior. He's still my peace. He's still my leaning post. He's still my Father. He's still my grace. When I think about that song, when you done been through some trials and tribulation, knowing God is still. Man, I was sitting here and I'm thinking about the strength God give us when we do the things we do. I thank God for the Holy Spirit for another day. I thank him for the things he bestowed on the church. Because when you are in God, help me, Holy Spirit, when you're really truly in God, man, there are these things that you are to be guilty of. I learned something, my brothers and sisters. Faith makes a Christian. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'll tell you again. Faith makes a Christian.
Yes, sir.
The trials, Reverend Henry, confirms a Christian. But Reverend Henry, you know, what this thing about we call Monday through Friday, some of us, and Monday through Sunday, you know what we call that? That death's going to get a crown one day. That's what you and I are trying to do. We're going to get a crown one day. So while we waiting on that crown, while we waiting on getting on that side, Reverend, I want to tell you, are you being fruitful? Oh, help me. Are you being fruitful?
All right.
I don't know how life have got a lot of y'all. I can only speak to somebody I know I can talk to every day. And I'm going to run on right now. And watch it. And you all on this line right now. We talk every day. No one on this line that I see that come on this thing like we do every day. Like, I just believe that one day God going to say, well done. You know, but I believe while we're here, Reverend, there ought to be something said or done in your life that people know that the tree it bears. What fruit it is, Reverend. They should know, Reverend.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. The fruitful of living, my brother, is not a selfish thing. The fruitful of living is to try to help somebody along the way. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help somebody see why God's still in control in your life. Not that you just glorify in your goodness, in your mercy. Brother, when you are fruitful, it brings about a repentant heart. Watch this now. And when I say that there, you cannot tell me that you have God in you and you have helped no one. If you have God in you, you're going to help somebody. You're going to tell them about the goodness of God until they turn pink, some of them.
Yeah,
not purple, red, but pink. You know, because you know when you really met the Lord, Reverend, and you really tried to change the Lord in the age you did, and watch this, Reverend, you didn't walk straight. I didn't walk straight when I met the Lord. He had curving and been chopping and pruning and he's been just doing some things. And I said, Lord, some of that stuff you cut off, Lord, I did kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at it, but God says, I know what's best for you, my son. You know what I'm talking about? Because
right.
Some of what we like is not good for us, my brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm glad that God has a way to know. Now, this might not work for nobody. It might not work. This is my little testimony. I do not want God to leave me to myself.
That's right.
You might be good enough. You might bind down need the 66, as we call it, the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You might not need the book, you know. So you might not need that. But to be fruitful, it takes faith. It makes us a Christian when we can believe in things we haven't seen. That's a hopeful thing there, Reverend, if I can break it down a little closer. So I want to tell you that song tells me he's still in control. I can't speak for nobody else, but I only can speak for Mr. Eric Bryant. I know he has been truly a blessing to me. The church has to know repentance is a central. It's a central.
Yes.
Pray for me, Reverend, the Holy Spirit. Pray for me. It has to know that when you hear us bring up subjects, it's not just like we just sitting here all night thinking about some of them. God can give you to you on the spot, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's two things I want to look at, Reverend. If you don't mind, pray with me, Reverend. There's two things I want to look at.
Yes, sir.
There's two things I want to look at. I want to look at that fruitful lifestyle, and I want to ask you, when the last time did you repent? Are you still rolling in the same mess that you know from the bottom of your heart you need to take it to God? You need to take it to God in prayer. Now, some of this stuff, you can't take it to Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because, watch this, I'm just speaking as a give you an example, Reverend. Because Eric, if you tell Eric, son, now you're going to put a burden on Eric. Now he's looking at you crazy. Because if he is not spiritual where you at, he's going to judge you. He's going to talk about you. But when you got a spiritual eye, watch this, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to get into the lesson. Let me get into the lesson so I can make this more plain. Because this scripture is the bag of what I'm trying to say. Reverend, there's two places I'm going to look at, Reverend. And I am not going to be with you long. Matthew 7, 16 to 20, and John 15, 1 through 5. I want to look at that. I want to look at it. I know you can read the whole chapter if you want to, but I want to look at that tree. And if time permit, I want to look at that Matthew 12 and 33. That's what I want to look at. That's what he put in my heart, man. I want to know
his
fruitful lifestyle. We ought to be guilty, man, that we are. If you are Christian, you ought to be guilty of being a Christian. You shouldn't be guilty of being a hair raiser. You shouldn't be guilty of being a backbiter. You shouldn't be guilty of being what? I'm going to use this might not be a word. You're not a peacemaker, the statement I just said. When you have the love of God in you, you should seek peace with all men. That is a fruit there, brother. That's a piece of a fruit there. You know what I'm
talking
about? Mm-hmm. It's going to be more plainer to you. I don't know if you took the scripture there, but I'll give it to y'all again. But I want you to hear me good. I really want you to hear me good. I want you to hear me from the bottom of my heart. If you are a Christian, you have some evidence that God is in you. Not saying that I don't like talking about nobody because I know that people talk about all of us, you know what I'm talking about. But I want to say this here, Reverend. I'm not just talking about because you can holler the most statements that we holler sometimes. I'm highly favored and that sounds good. Until the trials come, you still highly faithful. Sometimes we forget how faithful we are when tribulations come. You know, you say, Lord, have you forgotten me? You know, I know it. You know, I know you because he was just like my other friend, Job. Have you considered Eric? He said, yeah, I tried to. You got him on that God plan every day. He talked to Brother D and Reverend Harry, Brother Wayne, Brother Dawg, Aunt Martha, all these different people he talking to. Let me tell you some things now so he can what? So I can see him for what he is. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get in here so I can make this thing practical, man. Because I get in here and make it practical, man. Give me some of your heart before we get in here, Reverend. What you got, man?
Yes, sir. Just ready to partake of this beautiful word that you just dropped into your spirit, and it's a necessity that we repent. It's a necessity that we produce what we have confessed on. You know, it shows the world evidence, and if we do that, we lift him up. He'll draw, but we gotta be a vessel that it can use. and it's just like at your job, whatever you produce. Or you, if you're a good workman, you're going to get promoted or you're going to get bonuses. Mm. But if you're not a good worker, you may get plucked out. So it is with the fruit. If you're not fruitful, you have to remove your soul because a little level will level the whole lump. But if you are fruitful, you can be beneficial. And it's not for him, but it is for us, for our benefit. So I thank God for this lesson that we're going to partake of. It's going to be beautiful. I already feel it. Praise God. God bless you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, yes, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And, Lord, truly thanking for your conviction, Lord. Because if without your conviction, we could understand your grace. Help me, Holy Spirit. We couldn't understand your mercy, Lord. And it was because of the conviction of your Holy Spirit that dwells in us that calls man and children to come up early in the morning like we do and start our day off in your word, Lord. Lord, not that we did something so good on yesterday that you allow us to be here. Because you love us so much, Lord, you let us tarry here just a little longer, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord, because only you know why we are still here, Lord. Lord, we find out, Father God, that when we come to you, Father God, and we heard the songwriter say, you're still in charge. Some people can't say it, Lord, but you're still in charge in our life, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, I would just thank you, Father God. I was driving to work again. This is the second day in the world. I've seen two horrific wrecks, Lord. I mean, Lord, I'm praying, Father God. I don't know what the sign behind it, Lord, but whatever it is, Lord, I thank you for traveling grace, Lord. I thank you for the highway and byway that you clear, Lord. I've seen something, Lord, when I saw this wreck this morning, Lord. I've seen it before it happened, Lord, how the sun had hit my windshield that I could see. And some told me, said, just slow down and move over. I couldn't see, but I started seeing smoke, Lord. And all of a sudden, three-car wreck, Lord. I know that you give that wisdom there for time like it did, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So anybody holding their hands on a steering wheel right now, Lord, anybody is driving these highways and byways, Lord, they might not even pray this morning, Lord. They might have something rushing in their mind, getting the word, doing the things of life. Lord, bless them, Lord, so they arrive safely, Lord. Keep them, Lord, that they don't hurt nobody, even themselves, Lord. Lord, I don't take nothing for granted anymore, Lord, because I do know we can get in. This is bad. We can get out of it, Lord. So, Lord, bless this morning, Lord. Well, there might be a spiritual wreck this morning, Lord. Someone's in a spiritual dump right now, Lord. Let it be somewhere that might be a kind word, Lord. Let it might be a loving testimony, Lord. Let it be that, Father God, that someone might come. What must I do to be saved? How can I get closer to you? Let it be the preach word today, Lord. Maybe it might have been that song they just heard, Kindle the Fire, Lord. They said, I was glad when they said, let it go to the house of the Lord. Lord, move, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people was in the wreck, Lord. See the young lady, Lord. Eyes so big when I passed the Lord. It was cars still flying, trying to get around them, Lord. And people got so much business in their mind, Lord. Prior to this man talking, but I look at grace that you have for us this morning, Lord. Could it be?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Could have been me, Lord. That wrapped up in that car like I seen, Lord. But I know, Lord, for what you allowed them to have, Lord. Give them love and peace and healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, bless this message, Lord. That it go forth, Lord. That it builds the kingdom of your people, Lord. That they see the light through you, Lord, and not in a mirror looking backwards, a rear view mirror, but looking forward for what you have done, Lord. Lord, bless us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Only you know why the prayer is going like it's going, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, concentrate our mind. Help us, Lord, to be patient, Lord. To love and hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord. If we pull, Lord, turn us the right way, Lord. If we tuck, Lord, hold us down, Lord. Lord, if we thought about moving somewhere else, Lord, keep us to become in our right mind. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Man, that's the prayer, that prayer. Oh, man, that prayer. Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you know, we don't think of nothing to say, and we don't have this ain't nothing no rehearsed lesson, and we don't be doing all that. We just what we can, you know, we do. And don't think we don't ever read and don't never do nothing like that. But I'm telling you, when I saw that wreck this morning, this is the second time I was going to Sunday morning. I had to go get something for the wife, right? Because she cooking them, mm-hmm. they're cooking them poke steaks in the morning, man. You know, some cabbage and some, you know, some mashed potatoes, some cornbread, and some little right corn on the cob. So, she needs some milk, you know, so she can make that mashed potato. So I was going on Sunday morning, go down the street, corner store down there, or family Walmart. To go get some milk. And she said, you make sure you don't get that sweet kind. You get the unsweet, you know. She tell me, you know, she's my mama, you know. I said, Mama, okay, Mama.
Yeah.
So I get out, raise up, Reverend, drive down the street, got my little coffee in my hand, you know, get in an old vehicle, boom, 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 turn two corners, see a pole bent down a car sitting on top of it. It could have been me, man. Could have been me, man.
Lord,
I don't believe, you know, the life today, we text so much. I kill myself sometimes and say, man, quit. There ain't nothing that important you to text while you're driving. I try to tell myself. When somebody keep texting or calling, I'm glad they got these phones that you don't have to look down. And some of these calls, you can look at your dashboard and say, well, Eric calling. Then you can hit a button and you can talk, right? But sometimes you know, if you can't drive too good, if you can't chew bubble gum and shoot marbles, you know, don't do it. You know, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that this morning. Right? I was going down 30, brother Wayne. I was going 30. I was just now crossing, finna cross 35 right there. This one at 35 downtown area, Fort Worth, right? The sun hit from the east like it did. It was because I was going towards east, not west, coming from west to east, right? And, man, it just blinded. I know I was blinded. The wisdom God gave me, he said, slow down and move over. You know what I'm talking about? Because I saw smoke and I saw it burning up. You know, you can see when cars flying, jibbing and jabbing, trying to get in and out, Remy. And I seen it, but it happened so quick on that. Then you know, these people drive so aggressive now. They drive so aggressive. Somebody told me because they got anti-lock brakes, they can do what they want to. But the anti-lock brakes don't work at no 100 miles per hour. You might catch that later on. It don't work.
Yeah.
This might not even be the subject you want to hear this one. But this is what I've seen in life. Life. I know I'm not the only one driving these highways and byways. I know I'm not the only one still working. I'm not the only one still riding. I want you to be careful while you're out there. Be careful while you're out there. Don't take for granted that you're going to leave the day and make it home the same way. It can happen to either one of us. Look like, you know, I guess I'm a little younger, right? Because I grew up in the area, they taught me how to drive, not to hold the standard wheel straight, right, Reverend? Look at your rear view mirror. Look at your right. Look at your left and for you, because people they're doing so many things now. They don't even know their conscience coming in your lane, you know. They don't know that sometimes you wonder they just driving on your bumper, you know what I'm talking about. Let the people over. You see them coming in, you can see a car, you can feel a car coming in too fast. Just move over a little bit. Now, when I say Bama, that means slow, y'all. Well, let that Bama go around. Let them call you slow. You know what I mean? Y'all might catch that later on.
Right.
You know, joke. Let him go by. He might be big. He might need to get to somewhere real quick. Just let him go by. And he give you the number one. You just wave him and say, thank you. You know, if he give you the one number one, you know, just say, thank you. Don't give him a number one back. Just keep on pushing, you know what I mean? So I want to tell you this here. It's easy to get in trouble, but hard to get out. I saw the eyes of that little baby, man. That little baby couldn't have been number about 22. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm just looking at the man. The car just totaled. You know what I'm talking about? I seen the two men she ran in the back of. They get out. look like they're really mad. Now, if somebody hits you strictly from behind like that, you got to know something was wrong. I saw how it blinded me, so God gave me wisdom to stop and move over. That baby didn't think that. She probably thought she could drive through that sun, you know what I'm talking about? And then see the car. It's like in the fog, you can't see. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but y'all keep praying about me. Be careful you on these highways and byways, man, because I don't want to hear that we've been driving from these racetracks to another track, work, and then we're driving on these highways, and we take it for caution because we've been holding the standard with them. Because some of these guys and young ladies are driving for a living, you know what I'm talking about? So be careful out there, man. I know they don't respect for a driver. They don't even respect me and my little vehicle, you know what I'm saying? So be mindful that these people have a lot going in their mind sometimes. They don't know. They world is revolved only around them, and they just drive me. Now they say, now how do we get from fruit to here? Well, I'm telling you, this could be your last day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. This could be your last day. It can be truly your last day, you know. So saying this here, don't keep being so careless with your life. Don't be so careless that you think, oh, I'm gonna do this tomorrow. Man, tomorrow is not promised to you. Enjoy the day that God give you. Whoever you love them more, and love people even in spite of what the situation they're in. Rev, I'm gonna be real good. I'm gonna be real quick. What I say the scripture was, I'm gonna start off in Matthew's what?
16 to 20.
Matthew 16. Yeah, I'm gonna start right there. Okay. If it be God's will, then I'm gonna go to John 15:1-5.
Yeah.
And let me. I'm gonna do like, hey mother, I got a nugget, and it's Matthew 12:33. If I don't get through with the red, but you got the scripture, you could finish it. You
okay.
Know, watch this. We call this. He paused. I'm silent. Watch this here. Let's try to speak a little
yes,
bit. Come on, watch this here. See, I love how he does it, right? He said, ye. That's what he said, ye. Said, no. And now watch this here now, because this stuff gets kind of crooked. You got to watch it now. He said, ye should know them by their fruit. The man gathered grapes of thorns, of figs, of thistles. Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings up evil. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth what, Reverend?
Good
fruit. Every tree that bears not good fruit is hewn down and cast into what, Reverend? A fire.
The fire.
Is that right, Reverend? Yeah, a fire.
That's right.
That's what he said, wherefore, by the fruit, you should know them. So that ought to be good, yeah? I think that, I don't even have to explain it. Don't you explain it? Then we're going to do it anyway. The word of God, when you look at this what he uses is a parable, right? When you look at a metaphorical right there, you see that he's not talking about this, really looking at a tree, right? And you see that tree, and that tree said apple, and it got a banana. He ain't just really just saying, he's trying to make it plain enough so you and I can understand. If you say you are a Christian, it should be some kind of evidence. Not just saying that you're a Christian, but this, your aura, the spirit, that glory of God is on you. Moses went seeing Jesus. He went seeing God one day. He went up one way, Reverend. When he came back, they say it was something different about the countenance of his face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was something that they seen about him, and it was different. Oh, I know I'm right about it. And when they seen him, man, it's a time enough for people saying they Christian, and then when they get mingling with people, you can't tell if they're Christian or not. Brother, you can't turn this thing on and turn it off and serve God. One day you're going to be calling one in between, Reverend, good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to be calling me good and evil. Don't play with your lies like that, because you never know when God's going to come, my brothers and sisters. So let me kind of run on when I say this here. You have to understand, if you of God, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, evil should not come out of you. Help me, Holy Spirit. When evil come out of you, there is a spirit of deliverance need to be happening. What do you mean by that? What I'm saying, you need to go somewhere. If you can't take it to the Lord yourself, you need to go somewhere. Because it's been before, Reverend. It's been before that four men, they took one man to revival one day. And then Jesus was preaching. And it was so pressing there, they couldn't get in, Reverend. Give me Holy Spirit. They couldn't get in, Reverend. They really couldn't get in there. So what they did, Reverend, they walked to the top of the roof and pull that roof off and lower the young man down there. And Reverend, I think you might remember that scripture. He said it wasn't just because you tore the roof off, Reverend. It was because it's your faith made your head. He said, take up your bed. Oh, so we can pray for one another. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you might not be able physically to get there, but we can take you spiritually there. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we can take your spiritual man. Help me. I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. You could take that spiritual man, and you could talk to that spiritual man. Leave that dead body where it's in, because the dead body's still drinking obsessively, still whoremongering, still killing, still lying, still backbiting, still don't know if it's a girl or a boy. I mean, it's there. So we want to pull that spirit out. Teach this thing with the preach word. You know how I like about this, Reverend? Because I can feel someone in my body, Reverend. I can feel God speaking. Why I know I speak? Because there may be somebody here, or maybe somebody they know that is going through something that's not fruitful, and say they're a believer.
Yes.
Help them to understand this a little better. If you have God in and evil is in you, you want prayer. That might not be a good grammar. How do you say that? How I supposed to say? I know I'm from Texas. How I supposed to say it, Reverend? Do we need prayer, Reverend?
Yes, we need
prayer. If you walk around here and you got some evil in you, brothers and sisters, there needs to be a deliverance. A deliverance means you asking God for your own mouth and tell God, say, Lord, I need you to remove this. I don't want to keep tormenting me. I don't want to keep holding me down, Lord. I want you to remove this out of my body because it takes control. Oh man, I'm from wherever. Watch this, man. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Something
took control of me, Lord. Why I'm lying? I'm tired of misusing my wife. I'm tired of misusing my husband. I'm tired of not doing the right thing on my job. Lord, help me stop thinking like this. And you asking him to pull it. You know what he did? He just removed it. Oh, you might catch that when you come out of deliverance. See, there was a time man was in a graveyard. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was in a graveyard. I might not finish this, Reverend. He was in a graveyard, right? And he found himself with chains around him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he called him cutting himself, Reverend. He jumping in fire, man. They said he's a lunatic, Reverend. And Jesus was passing by. And don't you know when Jesus come in, anytime somebody have God in them, The devil knows it. You know what he said? The devil said, the devil do like this here. Why do you come? Would you come? Oh, you might catch that later on. He said,
yes,
what do you come here? See, the devil knows that. So you have to enter. Don't fight the flesh. Rebuke that spirit. So when the evil spirit, all the legions in that young man, that he asked him, why did he come? And then he asked Jesus. Now, the devil, the spirits were talking to Jesus, and asked, let us go into the swine. And Jesus allowed them to get in that wreck. You know, Jesus allowed them to jump out that young man and then get into that swine. And the swine ain't like us. The pig ain't like us. You know what the pig is? The pig said, I don't want all this spirit. They just took off running.
Yeah,
and they like us. You know, you remember that young man preached one day, Reverend, and we heard it a lot of times, watch them dogs. You remember that sermon? And one of the dogs I really like about that, one of the little dogs I liked about that is one, you know, some of us like the barbecue. Rev came over to the house a couple of days ago, him and my favorite sister, his wife, right? And we were spreading, you know. That's my sister, man. Leave me alone. But we were spreading that. I was going to the pit, and Reverend Heron, you know, he tried to do a little cooking. He think he what they call them old people, Chef Reverend, you know what I'm talking about. But he said, man, how you cooking like that? We doing like, you know, I had to show Chef Eric, you know what I'm talking about. We got it right, we prepared the food, we ate, you know what I'm talking about. And I want to say this because fellowship is good. You know what I'm talking about? I want to tell you, fellowship is excellent. Be around some godly people, man. Get around some people who love God and watch how your life starts changing. Watch how you start. Man. It's not boring. Me and Reverend Henry always be chucking the ground. He steal my car keys. I steal his tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We do all these things. We shucking the jazz. We have fun.
Yes,
it's fun over here. Someone told me it wasn't fun over here. Only one that don't make fun because you be too serious to live life. You can have a sociable life and don't fall into sin. Now watch this here, Reverend.
That's right.
And when we was eating, right, we found the grace. We seen the fruit of our labor because it went farther than just being in church only. We went outside the church and started hanging. Now we came together to eat together when it was time like this here. We ate the word. Now we're eating across the table from each other. And now we can help one another along the way. Not saying we got no problem, but saying that we love each other. So what I was thinking about that, Reverend, how God has took that man and the spirit out that young man, Reverend, and then what did that spirit did, that body did? It went back and failed.
Yeah.
People don't believe slain in the spirit. Doctor, here we go. I don't want to wait over here, Reverend. I got to go. People don't believe it's slain in the spirit. People, why been in here? Why all these preachers take that and let like they push the people down and they throw all? Now, some of them messed it up. I'm not going to lie. They messed it up. They got somebody rolling with a wheelchair and some crutches. And let go of your crutches. Only God know how to speak to people and move down. I only can tell you what I know. I know for a fact, you don't have to believe me, I know several people that came to the altar where we go at, our church we go at, and been healed and been delivered.
Yes,
and came back and
get
a report. I remember when I preached that time. Remember that time till last night? We were doing a little lesson last night. My wife had something in her heart. It was really, really troubling her, really, really bad, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up and I grabbed her and took her to the altar and took her down there. And then we got prayer. Before she sat down, my brothers and sisters, everything we prayed for was answered. Help me hold it. And she had evidence. And she was showing the pastor myself and showing what we had with that. I'm telling you, the fruit of your labor. If you got some good fruit, it shouldn't be that when people see you, they see that evil spirit. If you have an evil spirit in you, brothers and sisters, you're at the right place. We'll pray for you. We'll ask God to remove that evil spirit out of you. We'll hold your hand. And I'm going to tell you something better than that. Don't wake up with us every morning. If you wake up with us every morning, we're going to try to help that spirit stay away. Help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to try to use the word of God to wash you, to cleanse you, and to strengthen you. Because if you get a deliverance, right, the young man did, he got up and he started walking with the Lord. See, when he started walking with, if there was a void, if he would have detached himself from the healer, help me, Holy Spirit. If he would have detached himself from the healer, that spirit probably would have came back. Remember, one time we read the scripture, remember, I know you probably read it about a couple of times. Once you've been delivered and you welcome a spirit back, sometimes it gets seven times more than you had before.
Sir.
And it's harder for you to resist it because you'd allow them evil spirits to come back double than it was before. So once you've been delivered from something, resist it. Fight it. I'm not going to tell you I ain't never had no problem. I'm not going to tell you I ain't never been through no trial. But I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I know God is able. I've got enough sense to do one thing, remember, to repent. Oh, help me.
Yes, sir.
I got enough sense to know every tree that bring forth not good fruit is going to be hewed down. Okay, every fruit, if you're a child of God and you bring out evil, soon in your life when you die from this body, you got a place. See, we're not going to be judged after second death, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. I just gave you a Bible, y'all. We're not going to be judged after the second death. What I'm talking about, the second death is only for the people that are living without repentance. Help me teach this now. He said, when you're not repenting, you will be judged like that. Because Hebrews said, after death is judgment. But Jesus told us this here. Now, I need to get in my mind with that scripture again. He said he didn't come into the world to what? He said, come to condemn or judge the world. That's what he said, right? He said, but I come to save the world. Now, if Jesus come to save the world, who to us to send somebody to hell? Who to us to send somebody to heaven? We don't have that right.
Mm-hmm.
Only anybody got that right who can what? Who created you? Who took that dirt and made it out of a man and a woman? Yes, he didn't make it out of 111 and a one man. He made you what you were. Look at your birth certificate. You used to look at the little black and white TV we used to have, Reverend. You remember that? Because we were poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had color, yeah. Yours, but we were poor.
Yes, sir.
And they used to get them babies. I wonder why you used to spank them babies. You know, dumb man, and turn around and say, oh, so they didn't have what we got right now. You go get a little ultrasound, you know, you could tell. And then now they're doing ginger part, what they call it? Revealing now,
yeah.
Back then, you had to wait to see what it's gonna be. You pop out, oh, it's a boy. You know, it doesn't change, man. I don't care what nobody says. If you've been in, if you call up in that kind of spirit, you can be delivered from that. Get away from that mindset to think that's how you were born. The devil is a lie. You can be reborn.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to write about it. You can be reborn today. That is a spirit inside of you is twisting men's up, twisting women's up, and thinking that's right. And I won't say this here. Good is still good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hurry up, man. He said, good is still good, and evil is still evil. God is not changing because you want to look at the news. You want to look at Channel 9. I don't know what you're trying to look at. You want to look at HB9, or the HBO. Yeah, you want to lose the time, Showtime, whatever they call that thing. Netflix, and you want to go look at all that?
Yeah, Netflix.
I think it's called Facebook. You want to go do all those little things. You know what I'm talking about? But be reminded when you're searching in social media. My brothers and sisters, watch how you keep sliding your little finger on that phone, because you might creep into something that cause your little temptation there. You might you find yourself doing some things that you shouldn't be doing. Help me, Holy Spirit. You better watch how you lend your members to. Watch how you take your members to things that the Spirit said leave alone, because they got it out there that it's so easy to be trapped. Because, you know, you say you're not a whoremonger, but they're not put on one of them nice-looking young men with a six-pack. You know, not saying the women don't do that, River. They're not going to put a man on there very, very attractive. Your husband on there got a 12-pack, and he got a six-pack. And you over here say, I wish my husband was like this. Do you see that woman on there? She got all the curves. And you don't know what kind of evil spirit them people got. You don't know what the people have. You know what I'm talking about? You know, talk that man, he might be a woman beater. You know what I'm talking about? You might talk that woman, and she might have 10 men following her. You know what I'm talking about? You have to be careful how you cover someone. So what I'm saying is, watch how you pick these spirits up that you think is right. So watch this. I'm trying to get on. Now, when you got the good and the evil, resist what you know is going to hinder you walking with God. So I know it's a big thing. I've been pressing every day for myself. I can't speak for nobody but here. I'm pressing every day to do the right changes, make the right choices, and do the right thing. Because I'm not only trying to just tell you and preach to you, I got to live it too. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Yes, sir.
I got to practice what I teach and preach. I have to be example.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, when they said, Reverend, don't watch me, don't look at me. Reverend, I think it's in James, right? Can you follow me a little bit? Can you follow? I ain't going to finish this thing. Hey, can you follow me, Reverend? I think it's James.
Yes, sir.
If you can I think it is James now. I think it's James 3. I think it's James 3. If I ain't been there in a while, but can you go over there with me?
Come on now.
Look what it says.
Yes, sir.
Look what it says now.
I'm there.
Look what James 3 says. Look what James 3 says now. A lot of people that's teaching and preaching God's word will try to water this thing down. I wish I had an NIV for it. I don't have no NIV. I'm going to try to explain the best of my knowledge when I use these words in the Hebrew word, because that's what this is, a Hebrew and a Greek word. It says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we should receive the greater condemnation. Now, I want to tell you this now.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear master in the King James Version, that is a Hebrew word, and it means teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I suffer a lot of many of you being there. He said, because that you're going to receive a greater, stricter, can I do it like that, Rabbi? Judgment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a teacher of the word of God, the word that you teach, you'll be held accountable for it. You can sound good all you want to. Some people like that. They leave here and say, what did Reverend Brian say? What did Reverend Harry say? What did Brother Eric say? Or whatever how you want to call him. What did he say? I don't know, but he sure sound good. I'm telling you, we don't want to sound good to you. We want some conviction of the Holy Spirit to get in your heart. And also, we want you to hear the mercy of that conviction. Boy, that sounds like a double edge. That sounds like a double negative right there, Reverend. We want you to be convicted. We want you to feel the mercy of God in your conviction to let you know that we love you. Only reason we're telling you to turn around because we know soon we'll be through with the trouble of this old world. So when we're saying this, we're not only just saying it to you. Let me read this here. He said, my brother, be not many master, knowing that we should receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if a man offend not in words, the same is perfect man and able to also bridle the whole body. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, there's some things you do out these little pink tornado you got coming out your mouth, Reverend Eric. You bound to say something wrong. You bound to put it in the wrong, the wrong way. But let me tell you something. We got a God. I'm gonna let y'all know. You can tell this to the Holy Spirit, Reverend. I gave you some scriptures. I ain't got to them yet. But this is what he added to me, Reverend. He gave me one more. Can I read one more? I'm helping me. So he gave me 1 Timothy 4:11. This is what he gave me in 1 Timothy 4, because we are teachers, right? And if you're not a teacher, the Bible said everybody by the sign of my voice is a representation of Jesus Christ. You are representing Jesus. Right. How do you represent Jesus? Because you got a fruit in you, and that is the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit shouldn't have you being evil. It should be good coming out of you. If you're not doing good, get in somewhere so someone can help you to be more, have more strength and fortitude in your life. Quit leaning to your flesh more and lean to the spiritual man. So what I'm saying is if you're helping somebody, you're not just helping them, you are helping you as well. Watch how this scripture reads in 1 Timothy 4:11. I'm going to start there, Reverend. These things command thee to teach. Now, a lot of folks say, what are you saying? We have to teach it. We have to make it so in simplicity and simple that no one can err. You can't try to find a little creep in there and try to find a way out of it. Now, I'm going to say this. We probably not say everything that you probably want to like to hear. We might not say everything to get out because you can't teach the thing right anyway. Let's be real about it. We're going to miss something because there's too much meat on the bone. Watch this, Reverend. Mm-hmm. He said, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thou you. Be thou what? Example of the believers. I'm in the book, Reverend. Mm-hmm. In words.
Yes, sir.
In conversation. I'm going to change this word for love. In love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That ought to be the way the people, if you have this in you, if you have the criteria in you, and you follow that what I just read, my brother, there's some fruit there. You know, a believer to be an example. They might not want to hear this today, but you should be an example. If you're not being an example, sit down and be taught. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sit down and let somebody preach to you to move them spirits away so God can use you more effectively. Help me, Holy Spirit. And your conversation is not talking about how you converse, how you talk. It's about how you walk. Because when he said that, he said, in words, my brothers and sisters, we do not live by bread alone. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
We live by every word proceeding out the mouth of God. I've never heard from God. That's what we're going to say, Reverend. I've never heard from him. But let me tell you right here, you have. Anytime you come in the channel of a religious, watch this here, platform, a session, You have been in the presence of God, because wherever God is lifted up, oh, help me, Heaven Spirit, wherever God, Jesus Christ, is lifted up, he said, I will draw man. He's speaking. He's speaking right
yes.
now. Look how it went together. Let no man despise thou you. He said, be thou example of the believers in word and conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this real. In love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Watch this now. Till I come. Here we go, y'all. Give attendance to readiness, to exhortation, but to the doctrine.
Yeah.
Brother and sister, we got to teach this thing. We got to make this thing that you and I, as we teaching each other, as we taking that iron. Remember that 27 look good for me. Hold your finger there right for a minute. 27 and 17, probably. I know you can do bubble gum and two marble. We have to know this here, because God is working in that. As I'm speaking, I'm helping Eric too. I'm helping Eric.
Yeah.
And also we helping each other. You know what I'm saying? Because iron sharpens. I know Reb won't get it. He said neglect not
yes,
the gift. Now some of us have been neglecting the gift. He said neglect not the gift that's in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy. Say with the laying on the hands of the hand of Presbyterian. So what they did, what they do now is when you've been ordained to do something, help me, Holy Spirit. The elders, you know, the seasoned ones, they take you and they bring you from the people and they get the oil. And the brothers and sisters, they give around and they put their hand on and they pray for you for the ministry. Reverend, one scripture tells us, and Paul was telling one of the churches, he said, when you pray for that we have a free course. Pray that
That's
we,
right.
when we come on, the God open up the man's heart. He said, there are some men not like you. That's what he said now. He said, but pray for the ones that's not like you. When you open up the word of God, that you get into their heart and they change. I don't want to get on top of their mind. I don't want to get on top of their pockets. I want to get into their heart. Because I know when you get in the heart, everything goes the same. He said, with the heart, it's the treasure of the man's heart. You know, the treasure of the man's heart is what he has, right? So what do you have in your heart? Watch this, Reverend. I got to go home. He said, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly. Here we go, Reverend. There go a word, Reverend, to the dim that they prophet may appear. What does it mean? To all, take heed of thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them and doing this. Watch this, Reverend. I know you still there. You still there, Reverend? What did he say?
Yes, sir.
For in doing this, thou shalt boast. Here we go. Now, we use a paraphrase. I'm going to paraphrase in a minute. He said, for in doing this, thou shalt boast, save thyself and them that hear thee. Is that in the book, man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in the book.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling me that as we teach, we are not just saving ourselves. We're saving you. In ourselves. Now, if I can get ready to read that scripture about Proverbs 27, I'm going to read one more scripture and I'm through. Reverend, come on with it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his man.
Tell me something about it, Reverend. What does it mean by that,
yes,
Reverend? What are you trying to tell me, Reverend? What are you trying to tell me?
We are cautioned to take heed. heed whom we consort with, you know. Hallelujah! Iron sharpened iron. You know what? Thing about iron, it's a metal, and when it rubs against it may cause friction. Sometimes you see the sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah! Mm-hmm. So you know, sometimes it's not favorable with our flesh to hear, but a true friend will tell you the truth, but it's going to make you better if you receive it. If you're not hard, you're hard, but accept the end and pray to God for strength. Oh, hallelujah. Iron, sharpened iron, so that friction can turn what the adversary may have meant for evil. God will turn it for good because of the confidence. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to shine brighter when you take heed to godly counseling. Hallelujah. You're going to shine brighter and you're going to be a better representative for Christ. Hallelujah. So if you see someone go astray, pray. And ask God to help them get back on track. Hallelujah. But I must live an example before them so they will take heed to my instruction. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Giving all praises and all glory and all honor back to God. Hallelujah.
So that's a fruit there, Reverend. That's a fruit there.
Yes, sir.
If you're helping your brother, if you're helping your brother or your sister, that's a fruit there. That's a fruit of love and concern about how you or her or him are interacting with each other. Now you can show that the love of God can come in. My brother, now I'm not to get in a lot of people's business. That's how we do it, brother. I'm not to get in a lot of people's business. But brother, I love you. Can we talk about this situation like this?
Yes,
you know,
sir. Yes,
God
sir.
Gave you some charismatic way to get in there. He'll give you some. If she a brother, they're supposed to receive it. They're supposed to receive it. Some of us still kind of stubborn and everything. But let me tell you something. If that fruit bears the God of what we serve, he or she will receive correction. They will.
Yes.
They will receive it. I don't care where they're at, they will receive it. Now maybe some of them stern, they might have to go on with it and roll over in the bed and get tossed and turned with it. But God will give them something to make sure that iron that he's talking about, Reverend Stein is so eloquent, right? This is kind of the stuff I deal with every day in the welding industry with that, because you can take two materials, right? This is how we do. They call it a pre-qualified weld test, right? So we want to take two materials, Reverend, and we want to bond them two steels together. You got a steel that is, they call a 572 grade 65, and you want to weld A71 grade 65 to it. So what you do, you get some kind of wire, you know. So that wire has to have some kind of composition in there that it can bond these two materials together, and it won't crack and break a loose. So what they do, they'll take it, and you got engineers, you know, they'll tell you what parameters to put the heat. And maybe if you're doing it with the wire, they'll tell you how you take the wire and how much wire speed you need to make this thing work. So what they do, you get it, you know, this it's just a test, Reverend. So you weld them two pieces together, and you take it and you cut it, Reverend. You cut it, Reverend. You can take it to a non-destructive testing, right? You take it to a non-destructive. So what they do, they'll take it and they'll bend it, right? That's destructive, because they try to take it to a point and bend it and see would it work. See, once it bends and don't work, it's qualified to weld with that right parameters, with that right wire, with that right material. If it breaks, it tells you it won't work. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when we're talking about bonding, materials together, we are actually talking about when you have God in you, if you see your brother have an evil spirit in him, because watch this, the devil don't mind jumping in and out, y'all. Watch this, y'all.
That's right.
He don't have no problem jumping in and out, because he uses us more than you, the ones don't even call on Lord. Sometimes you look at your sister, you know she love God and can't believe how she did you. Because the devil got in her. Pray for her. Pray for her weakness. You might be stronger than what he or she is. Pray for that weakness. I got to go home, Reverend. I got to get out. You know, more time. I can't even finish this.
Yes, sir.
Let me go home. I gave you some scriptures, right? And then, if y'all been on wrong enough to know, everything we just gave you just then was the Holy Spirit. We didn't add nothing to that. God added to it. Mm-hmm. I had some scriptures, but I'm going to read this one. I got to get out of here, Reverend. It's on you. It's 12. Matthew 12 and 33. I'm not going to do the whole thing. Just going right here. Well, you know, since I said that, let me go to 31. We better go to 31. You know what I have, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Back to 31. What does it say? I'll go forward, huh? What's the 31? Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin is and blaspheming shall be forgiven unto man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said now. But the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost should not be forgiven unto man. And whosoever speak words against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speak against the Holy Ghost, it should not be forgiven. Look what it said,
yeah.
Him. Neither in this world, neither did the world to come. Either what's that? Either make the tree good, or his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and his fruit corrupt. For the tree, watch this here, is known by his fruit. Now I want to kind of stop that right there, because a lot of times you hear people talking about Jesus Christ. A lot of times you hear people misuse the name, but Jesus said you can do that and get forgiveness.
That's right.
Jesus being right. He said you need forgiven that, right? But soon you go against that Holy Ghost. soon as you go against the Holy Ghost, my brothers and sisters, you will be held accountable for blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. There are some places God will let you know that even when some do it, they don't know, Reverend. They don't know what they're doing, Reverend. But when you come into the knowledge of it, that's in Hebrews 6, right? If you come in the I got to get out of here, man. Then y'all pray for me. When you come into the knowledge of it, and knowing and taste the Holy Spirit and understand the knowledge of it and then go against it, my brothers and sisters, you are now informing of yourself of the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you're saying it and don't know what you're saying, and God knows that, he knows if you don't know it.
Yes.
He don't hold it to us. But once you know it, once you've been told and once you've been shown it and you understand it and then go, you have started putting yourself in the form of, he said, neither in no world. Let me read that again, 33. He said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by the what? Its fruit. You can't trick us. God ain't going to let you trick us. Anybody in the song is a child of God. You're not going to be tricked. If you do, it won't be for long. God going to show you if it's right or wrong. You don't have to worry about it. If they taking the tithe money, some people struggle about that. If people taking the tithe money and they're doing the wrong thing, don't worry about it. You know, if he tell you, say, well, you know, I'm going to keep giving. God will know to tell you what to do. And God ain't going to tell you, somebody tell you to give $1,000 or $100,000. God going to let you know that. If you got a good prayer life, God will tell you what to do. Nobody ain't got to tell you that. But what he wants you to do is search out your own salvation. He wants you to search it out. So then when man come to you and then you study in the word, you can see the craftiness of the people. Whether it be in money, whether it be in your salvation, whether it be trickery, you can find out what it is. Remember, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go. Reverend, my mind is going everywhere with scripture. So if I keep on talking, I'll be leading to another one. But I want you to hear me good, my brothers and sisters. If you're a child of God, shine from evil. Resist that evil. If you have a problem with thinking wrong, that's part of evil right there. If you have a problem of stealing, that's a part of evil right there. If you're probably coming in someone's house, that's a part of evil right there. Stay in your lane and ask God to give you what's here. Some of us might not never get married. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us probably want to get, watch this here. Some of us probably want to get out of marriage. You might catch that later on, Rev. Some of us might want to get out of marriage. The Lord, you said it was my baby. But some of us might want to get out. But let me tell you something. Take everything to God. Give God something. If he didn't give you no husband, no wife, marry God. Marry him and stay on the course. Because he coming back for that bride. Help me, Holy Spirit. He coming back for a bride. Mm-hmm. You might have seen a beautiful wedding, been invited to a wedding this weekend, won't be able to make it, probably. But let me tell you something, Reverend. They get so clean, Reverend. They get so clean. They be dead. This is how we are getting right now. We get clean. We're putting on the right threads now. It won't be the outside threads. It'll be the inside threads. We've been accepting him, Lord, our Savior. We believe that God has raised him from the dead, and we believe it unto righteousness, right? Because of our faith, that we believe that God raised him from the dead. We believe if we walk in the new man, the old man, every time he tries to stir, we try to kill him daily. Somebody wrestling with the old man right now. But let me tell you something. Just let God have him. You ain't got the wrath. He already been defeated. Death don't have no control of you. What can a man do? Only thing that a man can do to you is kill you. But what let's think about this. What about a person, not a person, but God, who can harm the body and the spirit? Brother, sister, you want to know where you're going to live eternal life with? You got to know right now. You got to make a choice right now who you going to serve. And I'm going to be doing, I say this here. Try the Lord. Get where there's someone teaching the Bible, preaching the Bible, and not worrying about your face, and not worrying about your outward appearance, and not worrying about your pocket, but worrying about your salvation. Because if he preaching it right, my brothers and sisters, change going to happen. If he's teaching it right, change will happen. It would happen so quickly that you can know what, Reverend, I know you've been in church for a long time. Reverend, you ain't like you were when you first started. You have got closer to him, and as you got closer to him, the less things you probably want to do, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Look how beautiful everything is working in your life. But it don't stop you having trials, though. It don't mean God don't love you. That means he trusts you. I love you.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you this here. You can't do nothing about it. I promise this time, Brother Witty Dog, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Reverend, I'm going where I got to get out of here, man.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that message. That's it. We didn't get to today, Lord, but I'm blessed on tomorrow. It's a continuation. Thank you, Lord, for that. I see we got a hand up. Come on, Brother Tim, you open.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning. I just wanted to say I was enjoying the message, and it made me think. It made me reminisce. You guys said that iron sharpens iron, and I thought about it. I used to be a meat cutter, and when I got up there, I saw these butchers rubbing a knife on a steel. That's what they call it, a steel, smooth as can be. And I said, I don't understand how in the world does this steel sharpen the knife as you stroke against it. But when I found out, it wasn't just the steel. It was what was on the inside of the steel. It was magnetic, and it would pull the edge back on the knife and would not let the knife round off. That's just like us who are Christians. We who are spiritual got to pull the goodness and the love out of people with the word of God, and that's what you said. So when iron sharpens iron, it's just like a knife rubbing up against a butcher's steel. What's down on the inside pulls the goodness out of them. It helps guide them in the right direction with the word of God. That's what I was thinking about, and I said, wow, iron sharpens iron. I never would have believed that something as smooth as a steel could sharpen a knife, and it does. So that's what my thought was from the lesson today. I truly enjoyed it. Iron sharpens iron. Just you don't have to be the whole message. It can be just one or two words that trigger you to strengthen you or to encourage you during the day. And I just say thank you for that. I it made me reminisce. So I say thank you
praise
for that.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, God. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all better watch it. You're going to catch the church on fire. I'm trying to sneak a little bit. The church is going to catch on fire. Y'all better quit that.
Yes, sir. And it will produce fruit. Remind me, we used to talk about it and go back some years, BTU, Baptist Training Union. Let every saved soul save a soul. He that winneth soul is wise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, fruit. hallelujah. If the tree is good, it's going to produce good fruit. And it's going to, and that fruit's going to go out and produce other fruit. How is it going to do that with that iron sharpening iron? If you see somebody going away, they look like they're going to turn from being they look like they're going to go into unproductive. God's going to help you get back to where they are being productive and producing good fruit. Oh, we thank the Lord today for this. Man, this, I feel this Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to speak to us. Never take it for granted. When we hear a word from the Lord, hallelujah, it started off with the I like how he started it off when God gets our attention. You see a wreck, and it helps you to remember to pray for traveling grace, or never take it for granted that you make it to your destination safely. You tell you thank the Lord for blessing me from point A to point B. Hallelujah. Then he took us along and helped us. Oh, hallelujah. How we can continue to walk is the way God would have us to walk. Make sure we're producing fruit. Hallelujah. Make sure we're having love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, self-control. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I could go on. But I thank the Lord for speaking with us today. I told you it was going to be good. I felt it. He's getting started. I knew it was going to be good. I thank God for it. Thank God for this that he gave unto us. Oh, hallelujah. What our ears have heard, our hearts have experienced, and we can reminisce in that. God, thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your say, amen, Martha. Hallelujah. God bless you. He gives us a flyers remember, a flyers remember. Thank you, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. Oh, hallelujah. No one knows when the hour will come. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. But if you live close to God, my mother told me years ago, if you live close to God, he'll let you know what's going on. Make sure that relationship is in good, that he may talk to you, that he may give you wisdom in suddenly time, when suddenly destruction comes into your pathway, just like he did for Rembrandt this morning. He gave him wisdom to slow down and move over. Sometimes we move it too fast. Hallelujah. The devil will try to blind us, but hallelujah, if we slow down and move over, God is able. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, I'm so much meat here. Oh, fiery trials. Fiery trials. Faith is seeing God in the dark and in the light. I know you're right. Faith is seeing God in the dark and in the light. James 12. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. James 1, 2 through 12, and James 1. Two, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Oh, hallelujah. And another verse tells us, count it all joy. We fall into various temptation. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. See, for the joy of the Lord, it's our strength. Oh, hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord. The Lord will keep us. Hallelujah. He'll keep you, scripture, he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. James 1, hallelujah, and 2. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Oh, hallelujah. Knowing this, hallelujah, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. See, weeping, it'll do it for a moment. But joy, I'm so glad joy, it coming. Joy is on the way. The Lord allowing you to go through trials and tribulations, you ought to just start rejoicing and praising him in the midst of the storm, because he'll give you peace in the midst of that storm. When it's heavy and you're burdened and your heart is bleeding, God comes in with a comforter and it soothes that you're troubling about. He comes in and he calms the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's whom we serve. Hallelujah. 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 Medieval meals. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless him. Ain't it? Psalms 19, 7 through 14. And also Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Oh, Lord. Yeah, the Bible is the bread of life, and it never gets stale. Oh, I know you're right. I know you're right. The Bible is right. Somebody's wrong. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word today. God bless you. Would there be another? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would that be another? I want to tell God, thank you for this word. Would that be one? Hallelujah. That needs prayer.
Hey, Reverend.
Thank you.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
For the ones that maybe it be the first time ever calling, tell them how they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, the first time caller. You can press the one button. Hallelujah. And it'll tell you now. You are now in the host queue, and then we'll open you up, and then it'll tell you that you're unmuted, and then you can talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. The one button on your phone is all you have to do, and we'll press and open you up. It tells you you're unmuted, and you're free to talk. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm just, excuse me, y'all. I'm just bubbling over here. I'm thinking and just taking a moment just to tell him thank you. Thank you for what he allowed us to experience. I mean that. Hallelujah. Because, you know, one thing about our God, he'll let you know. Hallelujah. He'll help you do self check. Hallelujah. He will help you. Hallelujah. Only thing you have to do is ask and open your heart and he'll bless you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. If not, we'll continue to pray and let God have his way. But are we trying to have our lives in a way where we can produce fruit? Think about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In that, all your good tree. Oh, you a good tree. God bless you. God bless you. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your conviction. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If justice would have been served, we know our place and where we would be, but Father God, you were so merciful, and you looked beyond our faults, and you saw our needs, and what we needed was more of you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We never want to abuse your mercy and your grace, but Father, you give us that mercy and that grace that our hearts, hallelujah, can love you just that much more, for we realize that we're undeserving and unworthy of your bountiful multitude of grace and mercy that you show us over and over again. Lord, we just, hallelujah, tell you thank you. Our hearts are so happy, Father, that you even let us experience another day of your love, another day of your grace, another day that we can repent and run unto thee, another day, Lord, we hallelujah, Lord, we tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, I love you. We love you, and we thank you. Continue to forgive us and remove the things that would hinder us and help us be fruitful. Hallelujah, let us live a life unto you, Lord. Hallelujah, that someone would run and say, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I have this joy that you have, that your countenance shine so bright, and we can tell them it is because of you, Lord. It is because of your love and your deliverance and your forgiveness. How we redeemed, how we've been redeemed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you. Thank you for this message and the messenger, hallelujah, and the hearts that turn aside, that just want to do your will, that just want to get closer to you, that just want to come up and commune with you. We thank you, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, and we love you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So this song says this. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. Tell the Lord,
do it.
Yeah.